February 19, 1942, mainland Australia came under attack for the first time when Japanese forces mounted two air raids on Darwin. The two attacks, which were planned and led by the commander responsible for the attack on Pearl Harbor 10 weeks earlier, involved 188 attack aircraft, which were launched from four Japanese aircraft carriers in the Timor Sea, and a second raid of 54 land-based bombers. Carrier battle group consisted additionally of two heavy cruisers, one light cruiser, seven destroyers, three submarines, and two other heavy cruisers on distant cover. This newsreel report from 1942.
The 27 Japanese bombers which raided Darwin were escorted by 15 fighters. They rained bombs on the North Coast Australian town, apparently annoyed at the failure of their attacks by sea. The Battle of the Coral Sea badly upset their plans. Oil storage tanks ablaze presented a difficult task for the firefighters. Every Australian is determined that this further violation of the soil of his homeland shall be repaid time and time again until the Japs scream for mercy, and then they'll get justice.
The first attack, which began just before 10 a.m., Cape bombers hit shipping, infrastructure and the town, and Valdive bombers escorted by Zero fighters then attacked shipping in the harbour and the military and civil aerodromes. The second raid, which began around 11:45 a.m., involved high-altitude bombing of the Royal Australian Air Force base by twin-engine machines. The two raids killed 235, with a further 300 to 400 wounded. 30 aircraft were destroyed, including 9 out of the 10 flying in defence. 9 ships in the harbour and 2 outside were sunk, and some of the civil and military facilities in Darwin were completely destroyed. The Japanese lost 4 aircraft to a spirited defence, 2 Val bombers and 2 Zero fighters. One of the fighters crash-landed on Melville Island to Darwin's north, and its pilot was captured by a local Aborigine to become the first prisoner of war taken on Australian soil. Contrary to widespread belief at the time, the attacks were not a precursor to an invasion. The Japanese were preparing to invade Timor and anticipated that a disruptive air attack would hinder Darwin's potential as a base from which the Allies could launch a counter-offensive, and at the same time would damage Australian morale. The Japanese also planned to take New Guinea, cutting Australia off from US support. Denying Darwin's ability to act as a base would help achieve that aim. By the end of 1942, the tide was beginning to turn and the Japanese started to be pushed back from the lands they'd taken in what is now Indonesia and Timor. Australia at war, and we shall remember them always.